You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Sabri Benishore. Politics makes strange bedfellows, and Exhibit A is the AFL-CIO Labor Union and the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, plus about two dozen other business and labor groups uniting to push for a bipartisan infrastructure bill out of Washington. Marketplace's Nova Sappho is here with details. Hey, Nova.
Hi there, Sabri.
So this coalition is coming out just as the Senate is crafting infrastructure legislation. The timing, I assume, is not a coincidence.
Yep, not a coincidence. The first statement out of this group pointed right to the $1.2 trillion bipartisan framework that senators in the White House agreed to. Now, that was a couple of weeks ago. They're now writing the bill based off of that framework, and the Senate is expected to take it up this month. So this group is saying, let's get this done because, as they pointed out, they think spending money to upgrade infrastructure means, and this is a quote from their statement, middle-class, family-sustaining jobs.
Well, whenever this infrastructure bill gets taken up in the Senate, it'll need 60 votes to pass. Do we know whether the votes are there?
Well, we think they might be. Yesterday, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell himself said there is a decent chance that they could get this done, especially because it's a much narrower bill than what the White House first proposed. And this business and union coalition, Sabri, that's now putting its weight behind this infrastructure deal, is filled with a politically influential group. So that's a lot of political muscle coming at the senators as they're writing this bill.
All right, Marketplace's Nova Sappho, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks for listening to today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.